We now proceed with the 23rd, lesson number 23, in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Menachos. And we continue in the eighth perek with the second and third Mishnah. Mishnah Beis. With reference to the flour, which comprises the Korban Mincha, we've learned that they can, at least b'di'evet, come from any, with certain exceptions, can come from anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, and even from Chutz La'aretz. However, ein mevi in lomi beis hazavolim, the custom was not to bring this flour from a field which required fertilizer, either because fertilized fields did not produce quality wheat, or because the fertilizer itself spoiled the taste of the wheat, v'lo mi beis hashalochim, nor was it brought from fields which had to be irrigated artificially, and for which rainwater itself was not sufficient, v'lo mi beis ho'ilon, and not from wheat which grew among trees, because the trees weaken the earth and don't allow it to produce quality wheat. However, in these cases, if he does bring a korban mincha from wheat from those inferior fields, kosher, it is okay. Ketzad hu osa, how is a person's practical agronomics or practical agriculture? Ketzad hu osa, how can a person see to it that his field produces quality flour? Noro shana rishona, he plows it well the first year. Uvashnia, and on the second year, zora kodem la Pesach shivim yom, he plants it 70 days before Pesach. That's the best time to plant it, after it's been well plowed for a year. The Gemara gives other specific tips, so to speak, for guaranteeing fine flour coming from your field. But the Mishnah tells us that if you follow this procedure of plowing it the first year and planting it 70 days before Pesach of the second year, v'hi oso soles merubo, it will produce fine flour in great quantity. Ketzad hu bodek, the person wants to check out and see to it that the flour has been well sifted, what should he do? Hagizbor, the agent who works on behalf of the temple Karbonos, or the Beis HaMikdosh, who purchases the soles for the Karbonos Mincha, machnises yodo lisocha, puts his hand into the flour, and if when he pulls out his hand, olo ba'ovok, he sees a certain type of coarse flour still on his fingers. So obviously it's still kemach, it's still coarser flour, it's not yet soles fine flour, psula, that is not valid for a korban mincha, ad shi'inapena, until he sifts it again to make sure it is well sifted, there's no longer coarse flour, but is now fine flour. V'im hislia, if the flour has become wormy, you found worms either in the flour or in the wheat, pesula, that flour or wheat is now invalid, improper to be brought for a korban mincha. Because of a korban mincha, it is said in Parshas Pinchos, temimim yihiyu lochem u'minchosom, which would seem to indicate that the mincha too has to be tamim. Not only does the animal have to be tamim without a blemish, so too the mincha, the grain in our example, the flour, has to be without a blemish. Wormy flour is of course blemished flour and is not kosher for korban mincha. Mishnah Gimel continues to tell you, just like we learned the special grade A locales which produce grade A flour, now we're going to learn those locales, those places which produce grade A shemen, olive oil. Tekoa, the place called Tekoa, which is mentioned in Tanakh and Sefer Shmuel Beis, Perek Yudalid, alpha la shemen, that's where you have A quality, alpha quality of oil. Abishol Omer, Abishol says, Shni Olo, second to Tekoa, is Regev, Be'ever HaYarden. Some say this is the Hevel Argov mentioned in Chumash Devorim, Perek Gimel. So those are the best places to get oil for the Korbanos Mincha. The Mishnah says, Kol Ho'arotzos Hayu Kisheros. You could get oil from any olive grove in Israel. It would be permissible. Ela Mikan, but the practice was that from these places, Tekoa or Regev, that was the custom to bring from there. Mikan Hayu Mevian. Ein Mevian, just like you can't bring from the following places. Wheat, so you can't bring from the following places, olive oil. Lomi beis hasavolim, not from a fertilized olive grove. Velomi beis hashalochim, not from an olive grove that has to be artificially irrigated. Velomi masha nizra beinehem, and not from an olive grove where in the middle of the olive trees plants are growing, tomato patch or potato patch or whatever. Can't do that. However, if you do bring oil from the fertilized fields, etc., kosher. But the Eved, it's okay. Ein mevi'in anpikanon. You can't bring to use olive oil for the Korbanos Mincha if that olive oil is from olives which are not yet ripe. In this case, if you do bring from this anpikanon, which is raw, unripened olives, pusel. It's pusel for korban mincha. Ein mevi'in min hagargrim shenishru b'mayim. It seems there are certain types of olives that you can't extract oil from them unless you first soak them in water. So they become watery or diluted or whatever. They cannot be used for the shemen of a korban mincha. V'lo min hakavushim, nor can you use pickled olives for olives which have been soaked in salt and in brine. They can't be used for the korban mincha, for oil for the korban mincha. V'lo min hashlukim, nor can cooked olives, olive oil, be used for the korban mincha. In these cases, v'im hevi posel. If you do bring a korban mincha from shemen, from these inferior or produce processed olives, they can't be used, and they can't be used at all. And if they're used, the korban mincha is pasul, it's not kosher. And so we have finished lesson number 23.